Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Alrighty, my friends. So the opening ceremonies happened on Friday around 1:30. Don't know about you, but I watched all 3 hours, 3.5 hours, whatever it ended up being.
That feels long.
It was very long.
It was perfect. I never felt like it was too long. I don't know. As soon as I got bored, something else happened, and I was transported somewhere else.
The horse, awesome. the silver horse riding on the river, felt like that took an hour.
That it took a moment.
That horse on that river, I was like, okay, we get it. It's cool. It was cool for the first 5 minutes, but the next 25 minutes, I was like, get that damn horse off the river, please.
So I didn't watch it.
25 minutes is a little much there. It was more like 10, but go on.
No, I thought it was spectacular. Kennedy, you please.
My only question from not seeing it is, I just read all the articles. What was with the blue man?
The blue man?
There was like a blue, a guy that was completely blue from head to toe and like a Speedo.
Oh, nope. I missed
it looked
him.
Like Tobias Harris from Arrested Development.
Oh, I missed that. I don't remember that one.
Did not see that, Dan.
Nope. Missed Blue Man.
I guess some of the big takeaways. We had talked that Lady Gaga and Celine Dion would be performing together, and I was very wrong. Lady Gaga performed at the beginning and Celine Dion at the end. Here is a bit of Lady Gaga.
So, Kennedy, you could probably explain this a little bit better.
I'll do my best.
Was this like Can-Can vibes? Is that what her performance was supposed to be?
Less Can-Can, more burlesque, I would say.
Okay.
But very French. Very French.
Yes.
The fans and the feathers, I thought it was a remarkable way to start. And just as we continue on through this conversation, they were not allowed to rehearse anything on site because they didn't want anything to get given away. So that is why you might have seen some hiccups and bumps along the way. Can-can dancers. And the rain did not help either. Lady Gaga also introduced the guy that was currently known as her boyfriend, Michael Polansky, as her fiance. So clearly they are engaged to be married. And then we had a can-can dance. We had a fashion show. We had drag queens. We had break dancers. We had opera. We had a headless Marie Antoinette leading into a heavy metal performance, a piano in the rain, opera, and a faceless rider. Wrapping up with Celine Dion. Here is a little bit of that.
La vie t'arrache à moi. Si tu veux que tu sois loin de moi, et m'importe si tu m'aimes, car moi je mourrai aussi.
I thought it was. I thought her performance just on the Eiffel Tower, the light show that they had.
Are you joking? It was absolute perfection.
It was just incredible. Good for her. I will say
all of that was live, guys. All of that was live.
I will say there was one awkward moment when the three people went into the bedroom together to make love there.
That was a moment. Well, you don't know what they might have played Parcheesi. You don't know what they did in there.
No,
but
they were all making out with one another, all making out with each other. And then Barrett just looked at me. So I'm watching with my wife and my 13-year-old, and he just turned and looked at me. And Lana was like, "What was that?" They're like,
"Love is love, son. Love is love."
Hey, Celine Dion's coming up.
What does this have to do with track and field events?
I have no idea, Dan. I have no idea.
Well,
maybe it's about the stamina.
Broken into sections, and each section had a name and. And that was like the love part or something like this. But
yeah, I think Mike Tirico said
I could watch it all day long.
The director leaned in on some tropes of the French culture.
Yep.
And love
that's
was
why you saw fashion shows.
Right. He kind of, almost a satirical look at what everybody thinks is France should be about, as opposed to what it really is about.
Yep.
So, yeah, there were some awkward, weird things that, but I think the weather actually helped it look better, especially with the light show on the Eiffel Tower. That rain, it just lit up the whole city. It was
except for the dancers dancing, the people walking in high heels down a catwalk and whatnot. I felt so terribly for them. And the person playing piano in the rain. Goodness gracious. Things that are not good for piano, rain.
Rain. There was a really cool moment, too, where they cut to LeBron James, who was him and Coco Gauff were holding the American
flag. The flag bearers, yeah.
And they were on their boat, and it was kind of a wider shot, and he and Coco Gauff were right there at the front, and it is just pouring down rain, right? Just gallons of rain. And he is holding that, and they're both holding that flag out there. And I just thought it was a really cool moment to see them both out there, you know, him being as old as she is, her being, you know, one of the youngest competitors for the Olympics. I thought that was a very spectacular moment, too.
And just really quick, like Marvel came out swinging this year at San Diego's Comic-Con. They're doing a bit of a reset. It seems that, you know, Marvel movies, it seems, have gone down a bit in the moments. However, they made a huge announcement that Robert Downey Jr. is coming back to the Marvel Universe.
New mask. Same task. What can I tell you? I like playing complicated characters.
It's unbelievable.
So he'll be playing the villain Dr. Doom, which is interesting to me. But there we are.
Yeah, I mean, first off, good for Robert Downey Jr., and Marvel needs to do something after Madam Web, and they've been slowly kind of going downhill. But it's weird to me that you played, like, the most iconic character in the entire Marvel universe, mm-hmm. and now you're just back as someone else in the same universe.
Yes. How will they get them both on screen together? That's what some executive is trying to figure out. As one is Iron Man and one is Dr. Doom, right? He's going to be, Robert Downey Jr. is going to be fighting himself at some point.
Well, with the multiverse, one can do anything, I suppose.
No.
Anyway, that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.